Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Fine Art of Small Talk, How to Start a Conversation, Keep It Going, Build Networking Skills, and Leave a Positive Impression. By Deborah Fine, readers are introduced to the essential skills needed not just to strike up a conversation, but to master the nuances of human interaction that often seem elusive. Deborah Fine, a recognized expert in communication strategies and a former engineer who once struggled with small talk herself, shares her insights into making meaningful connections with others in personal and professional settings. This book serves as a guide for overcoming social awkwardness, enhancing conversational skills, and building rapport with anyone. Through practical advice, Fine illustrates how mastering small talk can open doors to new friendships, professional networks, and opportunities, making it a valuable skill in anyone's arsenal. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the basics of starting a conversation. Starting a conversation can be daunting for many, but the fine art of small talk simplifies this process by breaking it down into manageable steps. Fine suggests beginning with a simple greeting or a comment about the immediate environment or event you both are attending, which can serve as a natural icebreaker. She emphasizes the importance of being observant and using what you see as a segue into a conversation. This approach not only initiates interaction, but also shifts the focus from the pressure of starting a conversation to the ease of commenting on a shared experience. Employing open-ended questions is another strategy Fine recommends to keep the dialogue flowing, as it encourages the other person to share more than just a yes or no answer. Through practical examples and scenarios, Fine teaches readers how to effortlessly initiate conversations without feeling intrusive or awkward. Secondly, maintaining conversational momentum. Once a conversation is initiated, the next challenge is to keep it going smoothly. Deborah Fine delves into techniques for maintaining conversational momentum, emphasizing the importance of active listening and showing genuine interest in the other person's responses. She outlines the significance of cues like nodding, maintaining eye contact, and appropriate reactions, which signal engagement and encourage the speaker to continue. Fine advises against monopolizing conversations with one's own stories, and instead suggests striking a balance between talking and listening. She also introduces the concept of conversational threading, picking up on keywords or topics the speaker mentions, and using them to weave new questions or share related thoughts. This technique not only keeps the conversation alive, but also strengthens the connection between the participants by demonstrating attentiveness and interest. Thirdly, overcoming social awkwardness. Social awkwardness can be a significant barrier to initiating and maintaining conversations. In The Fine Art of Small Talk, Fine addresses this common concern with empathy and practical advice. She shares personal anecdotes and strategies that helped her overcome her own challenges with social interactions. Key to this is the idea of preparation. Mentally preparing some topics of conversation beforehand can reduce anxiety associated with starting conversations. Fine also suggests embracing small moments of silence as natural parts of a conversation rather than moments to dread. Additionally, she offers guidance on how to gracefully exit conversations, which can often be another source of social stress. Through these strategies, readers can learn to navigate social situations more confidently and minimize the discomfort associated with engaging in small talk. Fourthly, building networking skills. Networking is an essential skill in both personal and professional settings, and Fine provides actionable advice on how to develop and leverage networking opportunities through effective small talk. She explains the importance of having a clear purpose for networking and how small talk serves as the foundation for creating meaningful connections. Fine offers tips on how to present oneself confidently, make a lasting positive impression, and follow up after initial meetings. She stresses that networking should be viewed not just as a means to an end, but as an opportunity to establish mutually beneficial relationships. Fine's approach demystifies the process of networking and encourages readers to practice small talk in various settings to build confidence and expand their social and professional circles. Lastly, the art of leaving a positive impression. Leaving a positive impression is key to establishing lasting relationships and opening doors to new opportunities. Fine discusses the nuances of making sure one is remembered positively after a conversation or a social interaction. This includes everything from demonstrating genuine interest in others to being mindful of body language and personal appearance. She also emphasizes the importance of follow-up, whether through a simple thank you note, a LinkedIn connection request, or an email expressing appreciation for the conversation. Fine's perspective on creating a positive lasting impression extends beyond simple etiquette. It encompasses a holistic approach to engaging with others in a way that is authentic, respectful, and memorable. By mastering the art of leaving a positive impression, readers can significantly enhance their social and professional lives. In conclusion, Deborah finds The Fine Art of Small Talk is an indispensable guide for anyone looking to improve their conversational skills, overcome social anxiety, and build meaningful relationships. Whether you're a networking professional seeking to expand your business contacts or someone who simply wants to navigate social situations more comfortably, this book offers practical, easy-to-implement advice that can transform your interpersonal interactions. Fine's techniques are rooted in the understanding that effective communication is the key to personal and professional success. By applying the principles outlined in this book, readers can become more confident, engaging, and thoughtful conversationalists. This book is particularly beneficial for introverts or individuals who find social interactions challenging, as it provides a roadmap to mastering the nuances of small talk and leveraging it to their advantage. If you would like to support Deborah Fine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.